Yeah, so I'm Tobias from Norway. I'm a student going to high school my last year.
Yeah, hello, my name is Patrick. I'm a student from Germany, 21 years old.
Hello, my name is Leona. I'm also a student from Germany.
Hello, my name is Sophie and I'm also a student from Germany.
Hello, my name is Lara and I was also a student from Germany.
Hello, my name is Henrik and I'm part of the Norwegian student delegation, but I'm also Estonian.
The first question is for all of you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, should we just start?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. The first question is why you were interested in participating in this project in the first place?
Personally, me, I think it's very important to help integrating good, so I wanted to do something for others and make the integration process around the world better.
Yeah, I think it's like this, and it's also a very nice experience for all of us, so it's very interesting for all of us, not just for the people we can help. Or
I actually have some experience with the inclusion from before, because I'm half Estonian, so I have helped teach Norwegian to some Estonian migrants in the area where I live, and therefore I know how important that is that the integration process works well. Mm-hmm. And it's always interesting to be a part of something bigger.
Then you had some ideas from before, Henrik, and this leads up to the next question, which goes only to Henrik and Tobias, because they have been part of this project since the very beginning, which was last August. And in November, we had a meeting in Norway, lasted for 1 week, where participants from Denmark, Germany and Norway were represented. And the students from Norway, Henrik and Tobias, have been in this project for a long time. So the question is, can you describe the development from the first meeting in November and till today?
Well, in November we started with, it was more setting up and getting to know each other and to find more things, ways to include, but now I feel it's more focus finding a way to get other people to know how to include and spread the message and make a platform, a toolbox for for so people can use all over the world. Mm-hmm. So it's developing from kind of getting in data and then giving out data.
Mm. Yeah, good.
I was the first week. It was mostly like learning about how we it was the different institutions worked with the immigrant and culture. At the current time, and now here this week we have mostly worked on seeing better or good ways where we can work with it.
Okay, the next question is to all of the students. Okay, so what do you think about the cooperation between the teachers and the students in this project?
I think the cooperation is really still good. And I think it's very important that students and teachers talk with each other, so and also the point of view from students and teachers, because inclusion is a thing where both sides must work together if we have good results.
And also we can get more ideas from having more people working, so having young people with young ideas, older people.
Older ideas?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think for us, I think the German people, it's also nice to see the teachers from the other side. It's not like private side, but yeah, it's interesting to work too close together with the teachers. It's new also for us, I think.
So when you have a look back at this week, so what do you think, what was the highlight or what were the highlights of the last days so far?
I think the shot theater was a definite highlight to see how well they are able to work with teens who have come from the different countries and get them actively integrated into the German culture here.
For me, the highlight was also the theater. That was funnest part. We had much laughter and we did some fun games that we learned and had a lot of fun. But also, a big highlight has been the whole week getting to know everyone and, you know, learning about Germany and Denmark and, you know, learning more about the group and, you know, getting to know the people.
Personally, so my highlight was to know that the other persons, so like from Denmark and Norway, especially the students, so because you look how a school is working on the countries, where the difference and what is similar. So and we had a very nice time, so especially in the evenings, it's very fun so to talk with the guys so from other country. And I think so, and in some ways we had to sustain relationships and a good friend relationship, and it's nice.
Yeah, we definitely become friends.
That's also inclusion. Mm-hmm. Have you learned something new about inclusion or integration that you didn't know from before?
I think I may have learned that it's not always the best thing to focus on exactly how people are in the country that they are other immigrants or people are getting used to living it, and it's also about getting them to open up and have fun.
I think you can also see a lot of other culture and then you try to take it in your own culture, so it's also, nice.
Okay, then maybe our last question. So what do you think about possible results? So what do you take home for making inclusion or integration of foreign people easier?
We are definitely planning on bringing some of the inclusion games we had in the theater with us. These are already written plans.
I expect to have a lot of knowledge I will bring back to Norway. And when I talk to other people, friends, family, and people in school, I will plan to help educate them to know more about inclusion and become better includers. So in the future, inclusion will be perfect.